because I haven't just fallen off the wagon. I've lost the plot completely, especially with my mom not here. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am very happy right now. I'm recording this early. I have a cup of tea. The neighbors aren't being noisy. It's a good day. So let's jump straight into this week's episode, which is recapping quarter two and enlightening you on what is going to be quarter three. So let's jump right in, shall we? If you have been following me for a while, you know that this year I decided to follow the 12-week goals kind of idea when it comes to setting goals for myself and achieving things this year. And Q2 was enlightening. So just to recap, a few of the things I wanted to do was upload old episodes, keep up with the current way I do this exact podcast. I wanted to do a few things on Instagram and upload there, and then also just enjoy living my life as well, because I would be taking a break from actual job and work kind of things. So, did I achieve those things in quarter two? No. I failed miserably, and that to me is the best learning curve there is. So, first things I wanted to do was upload the old episodes of this very podcast to YouTube. I wanted to upload the old vlogs, and I wanted to maintain my weekly upload schedule of one episode a week on a Thursday. Have I kept up with the podcast? Yes. Have I uploaded exactly on a Thursday? I don't think so. I do think there was a few slip-ups, but for the most part, there was at least one episode a week, and that I'm happy with. I think I did upload one episode or something like that, either late on the Thursday or maybe the Friday, but there was an episode a week. So I'm very proud of that because it's a habit I want to keep maintaining, which, as we know, continuously doing it really helps. And that has helped me do what I'm doing now: record early, prep it early, upload it early, and schedule it to be released on the day. That is perfect for me right now. In terms of old episodes, yeah, I got a few of them up. I think I'm currently working on episode 8 of the podcast, like 08. And it takes much longer to do a video version because, yes, there might not be visuals to edit and to figure out how to make it look smooth compared to the audio version. But there are a lot of other things that I need to tweak and do and add and wait to load when it comes to editing the video version of the podcast, which is one of the best lessons I've learned so far. Like, the time it takes to do things has been a hard lesson I've been learning the past 2 weeks, especially with my mother gone. But learning how to edit videos compared to a podcast, beautiful learning curve for me. Because now I can estimate, okay, if this is how long it takes, it's going to take me this long to just edit it, to add in my things. And you need to listen to it multiple times to make sure you are adding things at the correct time on the video version. Because if you've seen any of the old episodes and have watched the video version, I've added a few extra visuals just to help give people an idea of what's going on. So it's not just boring and basic as you listen to it, but it just happens to be in video. There are a few bonuses that I've thrown in there. Not that I've added the content, I've just made it more visually appealing by adding, for example, if I'm speaking about a book, I've put a picture of the book up or something like that, just to add to it and to just teach myself how to add things into video. So that has been a long, long road of learning. But as you keep doing it, you get better, you get faster. It's a smoother process, and I'm still busy smoothing it out. So I'm getting there. I'm just not where I wanted. I thought I could just, okay, slap this here, put that there, upload it, be done. No, that's not how this works. And a lot of my earlier content was actually easier because it didn't need a lot of things. As I keep going, it gets more complex. So the time it takes to upload will reflect that, but I think it's definitely worth it to do so that I can just get more experience in video editing. So that I'm fine with. even if it's taken a long time, I'm okay with it. The next thing was posting on social media, which was fine because it didn't happen as much as I wanted to, but also because I've been off, I've been living my life. And I have done some things that I want to actually edit and post, excited for it, of things like reels and interesting pictures. But I also think I still need to get out of the mentality of, okay, I've done it, it's done, and now I can't post it because there was a time, or a quote-unquote time to post this thing. And now that the time has passed, I feel I can't do it, and that's something I need to get over. Especially because I saw someone upload a journal spread to YouTube that was actually dated last year, 2023, and I'm just like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. Or whoever they are, if they can do it, I can do it. Like, there is no time limit, you know? So I just need to get over that nonsense and just do it. End of discussion. I've, like I said, been enjoying my life, but I still am trying to get back into some habits and routines, and I want to keep that going. So that is what I've done, I've been trying to do, and now I'm going to keep going with those things for quarter three. But I've decided to niche down and kind of focus. I love that phrase, like, niche down. So I'm choosing to focus on three things for the next 12 weeks. This week would have been like the first of the 12 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, or the second. I can't even remember because everything's been a mishmash. Last week's episode needed to be uploaded and that pushed it out to this week. So this is technically week two of my 12 weeks. And if you've been listening, I've been trying to focus on my sleep and stuff, so I've been trying to get good habits. Three things I'm focusing on for this quarter. The first thing is to continue uploading this podcast and to re-upload the old ones, but find a good rhythm for it. That means I basically want to at least upload one old episode a week. Two would be a nice bonus, and keep uploading this particular podcast as it is, on a weekly basis, no holdups, no hangups, done and dusted. The second thing I want to do is get into healthy habits, because I haven't just fallen off the wagon. I've lost the plot completely, especially with my mom not here. She's coming back the day this goes live, so don't stress. But especially with her being gone, I've taken on a lot of responsibilities that I didn't need to, but I felt I needed to. So I need to just get back to myself and focus on me. And that starts with my habits and my routines and figuring out what I need to take care of myself, which brings me to my last and third thing that I'm going to focus on for this quarter, which is planning and finances. So it sounds like separate things, but it's actually intertwined, because I want to focus on what I want for my future. And once I know where I want to go, I can reverse engineer it and figure out how I need to get there and what I need to do to get there. And that means I need to reassess my finances and figure out what I need to do to achieve that dream life, what I need to earn to get that life that I want to live, which means figuring out a job, because that will mean I need to know how much I'm earning, and then figuring out how much I need to save, how much I need to spend, how much I need to invest, all those kinds of things. And I do actually like working. I enjoy having a job, which is why I said a month or so back, I don't mind working a part-time job, because I like working, but I also like having my free time, and I like spending my money on things I want and not stressing financially. Because as I've been doing research on myself, my jobs, my personality, my types of things like that, one of the biggest values I have is being financially stable. Like, that is something I value highly in myself and in others. So I definitely need to figure that out, because I am okay financially for now, but I've been using my savings to live off of, which I knew about. But going forward, I need to rebuild that savings. I need to save up for my future. I need to invest so I can get money back. It's a whole thing, and I need to figure out that game plan, which involves me figuring out my life plan, which involves figuring out my job, so I know how much I can earn and how much I can potentially earn. So there's a lot going on mentally, but also because I sometimes end up literally worrying myself sick about things, I need to focus on my health. I made homemade turmeric ginger shots and I've been drinking it every morning for the past 2 days. I started Sunday evening, but the mornings, and it has been fine. I actually feel more sick, and I don't know if that's like the impurities working themselves out or if I just got whatever my sister had and I'm sick. So I don't know, but I need to definitely focus on me and my health. And in doing what I've been doing for the last while, I've actually gained some muscle, and that's been weird in a good way because I didn't expect it. But yeah, that is what has been happening, and this is what I plan on doing going forward, because one thing I've learned is things might not go the way you plan, but the beauty of that happening is you can see what's going on, you can take charge, and you can change it up to do whatever you want to do. So no worries, no stress. If you don't like the way things are going, move, change, shift, pivot, do something else and figure it out. But yeah, that is the end of my spiel. Those are the things I want to do for this next 12 weeks and just hunker down and focus on it, because my health is important. Finding a job to take me on to the next half of the year, because that's what it is, and getting the podcast up and running is definitely something I want to do. It's not up and running, it's just up. So it needs to learn to crawl and walk before it can run, and it'll get there. That's what I plan on doing. Also, in case you didn't listen to the previous episode, I follow the 12-week goal system. My quarters are 12 weeks long, not 3 months long, as a quarter would indicate. Meaning, this third quarter of mine runs from halfway-ish through June to the first week of September. So, hence weeks, not months. You can also just Google, like, what week are we in for this year? And it'll tell you. This is because end of the year, I want to take off and relax for December. And that's when I usually do a lot of reflection, a lot of relaxation, and just pulling myself towards myself. So, yeah, I like to take December off. Even if it is a very content-rich time for other people, I like to relax December. Christmas is my jam. And with vlogs and stuff, I might actually just do Podmas. I don't know. If I catch up, I might just do that. Not really sure. But yeah, I want to just focus on 12-week goals at a time. It just makes things easier and simpler. And this is not exclusively what I work on. These are just ones I'm willing to share. I do have other personal things I don't share. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell. And the song of the week is one I'm very excited for. So it's Bad B, you can imagine the rest of the word, by Bebe Rexha. And there's another guy on the song, I forgot his name, but the lyrics are so powerful of that song. Let me just get it one sec. Okay, so it's Ty Dolla $ign that is with her on the song. It's an old song, but the lyrics still ring true, especially where she says, like, I pay my own bills, I pay my own rent, I buy my own things, I do my own things, because I'm independent. Like, you're not allowed to touch, but you can stay. Like, yeah, that is exactly it. Like, I want to be all these things. I want to be financially independent. I want to do my own thing. I want to have my own stuff. And great. Cool. Good for me. But you also need to figure out what you're doing wrong, which is like literally the opening lines of the songs. The opening line of the song is literally, you're saying that you're tired of all your empty habits. Yeah. That is exactly it. Your bad habits are what's holding you back, and you need to cut that off and start fresh. So you can always start this whenever you want to. It can be a fresh start whenever you want. And a lot of people start July with their next set of things they want to do, because it is very, very inspiring to have that fresh start, new year feeling. So yeah, do what you need to do. Take your time to get yourself together. And do what's best for you. If that is taking a break, take a break. If it's hustling harder, do that. But whatever you do, always remember to keep being a better being. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.